My father-in-law, who was a boxer, and very well, very healthy, strong guy. And when Junior was little, he thought, man, it'd be a good idea to get him into the martial arts, you know? And so we had Master Rowe just up the street from us there, had a little studio, and decided on a Saturday morning that we were going to introduce young John Junior to the wonders of karate or taekwondo, whatever it was. I can't remember. I had been on the road, and I'd just gotten home about 2 o'clock in the morning from a event in Joplin, Missouri, on a Friday night, and I get home.
Lord.
I wake up, and Georgianne tells me, well, remember, we're taking Johnny to karate today. And I said, okay, all right, that's fine, I'm tired. We get there, and you got to buy the little outfit, you know, the white thing with the pants and stuff. And then I'm just kind of sitting there, you know, looking at my phone, and Master Rowe comes over and he says, you know, karate is a very good father-son activity. And I thought, I didn't catch that. And
Right. And
then he says, little boy, would you like your father to join you in first day of karate? And Johnny says, yes. So I said, no, really. And the next thing I know, uniform. So that now they got me. I'm wearing the little white thing with the white belt and the white pants, and then standing out on the mats out there with all these other kids and their parents. And out comes the instructor, and he's speaking. he's Korean, and
right.
And a lot of these people I'm gathering have been in this class for a while. So he says, "Okay, we start off. Everybody, let's do 25 push-ups." And they're counting their hutta, hita, huita, hunta, counting their push-ups. And I'm like, two.
Why?
It was not good. Now we roll over and we do 50 sit-ups. And they're hutta, hita, hunta. And they're going, I can't even do three. And then we go through the whole, I'm sweating in my little, it's horrible, Michael. And then we have to pair up. And you can't pair up with your kid because they're, you know, he's little. So you got to find somebody roughly your size. I got a woman.
Uh-oh.
I got paired up with a woman who her husband had obviously been cheating on her for the last several months. She proceeded to beat the living crap out of me. And it was unbelievable.